The works manager there, if you speak to anyone that was there in my time, was a man called Wally Rayner. He was a works manager. And you couldn't find anyone better than him. You couldn't pull the wool over his eyes, because he'd started there as an apprentice and worked his way up. If he told somebody off for something, then he found out it wasn't their fault. He would come to the department and gather all the men round and apologise to you. He was one of the old school, what I call the old school. He'd done the work and he knew how to do it.
Did you have any particular experiences with him yourself?
Oh yeah, he used to take the mickey out of me when we was playing darts. Because I'm quite tall, he used to say, what's the point of you? He said, you're almost sticking them in the board. But, he's a nice man. He came there one day and you know, I'll bet you sixpence for a game of darts. And if you saw him in Kingston, he'd shout across the road at you. If you started there, if you hadn't met him within a week, there was something wrong. He'd come and find you sometimes, if you were new. You know, he'd been there about a week or so. He'd come along and say, how are you getting on? And things like that. Or, you know, is everything all right? He sort of almost took a, not a fatherly, but, you know, a sort of interest in things. Like, we got white coats and with collars. And mine had shrunk a bit. And I was going through the factory one day and he called me out. He said, what is that you're wearing? I said, it's my coat. He said, you look like a barber in it, because it was very short and the sleeves were up here somewhere. Oh, we'll have to get you some new ones. So that the firm had to come along and measure me up. And the other thing, because we were handling so much timber, most of it was what they call planed, smooth, like that, you know. But some was off the saw, rough, and you get splinters. And I had gloves, and I used to cut the fingers off, because big hands, and you can never get them big enough. So I used to cut the tips off. And he saw me one day, he said, why have you done that? I said, you can't get bloody gloves here big enough for anybody. Oh, so you sort that. Next thing, some bloke's turned up, put your hand on this sheet of paper, and he drew red. Off he went. Next thing, it's about three pair of gloves turned up, big ones. That fit me.